Blog Talk Radio. December 30th. I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host. I swear I'm going to get that nest one of these days. I'm going to call the exterminator, and he is actually going to come in here, and he is actually going to do his job. Yes, unfortunately, our co-host is running a little late tonight, and unfortunately, our G2 guru is also not here tonight, nor is our England correspondent. So, yes, I get to fly all by myself tonight. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. No, it's just me. It's not just me. Now it's me, Summer X Blade, and yes, the cicada. I swear I'm going to get that nest one of these days. It just keeps coming back. Well, it is unfortunately the end of the year. My God, where did it go? But we are, it's actually, if you think about it, it actually works out really good because here we are talking about the last year of the G2s. And it's the end of the year. No, we did not plan it this way. Our plans were other ideas, but unfortunately scheduling, kind of put us off of our game. So I think we are just going to go ahead and jump right into year 7. Of course, this is the very last year G2s were out. It's actually, I think this would most likely be the beginning of the year, most likely January, so let's say late winter, spring, because we all know what's coming around the corner. But we are just going to go ahead and just jump right on in, and we are going to start. It is, of course, 2003, and we are going to start off with the Wednesday Afternoon Ponies. And first up on the block, okay, here we go again. Another pony and another wedding. Do we notice something that is consistent? We have several brides, but only one or two grooms. I wonder if they're just getting left at the altar. Let's hope not. But we are going to start off with bride, and that's all her English name is. Her, I think I can actually do the French name, Romance. Of course, I don't think that's actually her French way you pronounce it in French, but I don't care. It's just me. I can do whatever I want. She, of course, is white. Her mane and tail are white with gold tinsel. Her eyes are light blue with pink jewels. and you get that, again, that really eerie looking eyes that look really, really funky if you look at them from far away. And her symbol is two wedding rings and a heart in gold. I'm sorry, but the photo on Rainbow Forest, I swear to God, it looks like a bumblebee on her behind. But her hair, the gold tinsel actually brings it really, really nicely. I definitely think it really gives it a nice highlight. Her accessory, she of course comes with the pink wedding veil with a flower crown. I think we have seen this one enough times, but at least they changed the color of the veil. It's not white, it's pink, so hooray, Hasbro finally changed something. Hooray! She has a white satin pillow with two golden rings on it, and her comb is the generic pink bow comb. The best accessory part, I think, on this girl is that veil, because you have to figure, we've seen white veils 15,897 times, and, well, we've gotten kind of so used to it. So, I really think this pink veil really does something for the girl. I mean, if you look at it in the package, it's beyond pink. It is pink. It is pretty in pink. It is 16 candles. Bridesmaid pink. It is pink. I love it. So we are just going to go ahead and just keep moving right along. Up next is Gardner. And I wonder if anyone can guess what he does. I think he gardens. Well, she is, or he is, or whichever one, since they named him Gardner, is orange. The mane is blue with yellow, and her tail is a mixture of this. I think her hair looks a little more green than blue, personally. And that's even looking at it mint in package. So, oh, yes, I do. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry if I sound lonely. I guess it's just that I'm not used to only being by myself. Seeing how the last two times I was by myself, I canceled the show. But our co-host is on her way. She has promised me that. So, to move on, her eyes are light blue with clear jewels. Her symbol is a green wheelbarrow, and unfortunately, Rainbow Forest only has a photo of her mint in package, so we don't get a nice close-up of her symbol, but I'm sure Summer's book has one, unfortunately. It's in a completely different room right now. She comes with a blue and yellow wheelbarrow, a yellow watering can, a shovel, a broom, a rake, a garden scissor, a smaller shovel, and she's wearing a green apron, and her comb is the traditional bow comb, but it is orange. You have to admit, she comes with a lot of stuff. I think they might, they would have did a little bit better if they would have did just like with the carriages, maybe would have put something so it would hook on to her so that she could actually push it versus, I've got no clue how you push that wheelbarrow with that pony. Oh dear Lord, look at this, only 9 minutes and we've already gone through two ponies. My God, this is a... Is it me, or is this a record? So, and we're heading into number three. Number three is Butterfly Hunter. Ooh. Now, this girl, I think her hair is just lovely. She is orange. Her mane and tail are yellow with silver tinsel. But if you really look at it, I think it's gold. I could be wrong, but it looks like gold tinsel to me. Her eyes are light blue with pink gem jewels, and her symbol is a... Well, can anyone guess what her symbol is? All together now. It's a butterfly. She comes with a rose, a sunflower, and a jar, two butterflies, pink and blue, which are also hair clips, and a green butterfly net. And her comb is orange. Oop. Hold on, do we actually have our co-host calling in? Because I can't remember her phone number right now. I think this is her. I hope this is her. Oh, no, no. No, it's... As soon as the blooming thing would let me go, it's Summer X Blade! Hooray!
Hey. Yeah, you sounded kind of lonely out there by yourself. I figured if nothing else, I'd be somebody to just, I don't know, until somebody else gets here. I guess I'm a fill-in.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, it works. You just, I mean, you were zipping right along right through the ponies, and I didn't want to stop you on a roll, but you just sounded kind of lonely.
Well, let's see. How long have we been doing the show, and how long have I had a co-host?
Oh, I don't know.
I think that started the very first night.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So I don't think I've had a show where I've been all alone except for the first 40 minutes of the first show.
Oh, jeez.
Normally she leaves me alone for about 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, because she's always got to be in there to make sure that you're staying on task. Or she's the one constantly going, hey, 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 we got to talk about this, we got to talk about that. All right, we're done, let's move along.
Well, someone has to.
Yeah. Or we all just go off on random pony tangents, and who knows what anybody's talking about anymore, right?
Exactly. And hey, you know what? I should get to do that. I pay for the show.
Exactly.
I should get the random tangents.
Well, okay, random pony tangents are fun.
Yes.
As long as we eventually get back to some path going somewhere at some point.
Well, you know, if anything, you know, I've made up for that tonight.
Yes. Yes, you have.
3 minutes, 3 ponies.
There. See? That's a new record.
That is actually a record. We're lucky if we can go 13 minutes and finish talking about 1 pony.
Yeah.
Not 13 minutes, be done with 3 and on to number 4.
Yeah, exactly.
So there we go. Well, unfortunately, I'd say timestamp, but I no longer know how to play anything on Blog Talk to do that.
Oh, geez.
Really. Yeah, the anniversary show, the next anniversary show, we're really going to have to figure that one out.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. I thought I dropped the call.
Nope.
Oh, good. Am I still here? Okay, good.
Sorry, I stopped talking there for a minute.
Oh, that's all right. Now, I was looking at the list of ponies for tonight, and just, I don't know how they all of a sudden went from Secret Surprise to Wednesday afternoon. I have no idea where Wednesday afternoon factors into these Sonys.
I think what it was, it was kind of like, oh yeah, this is going to be the last hurrah, so let's, if I would suggest let's cut it out with the secret surprise, because I think they already know what the surprise is. It does the same
surprise
thing every time.
Yeah, surprise, it's a pony, basically.
No, surprise, it does the same thing as the 15 other ponies that came in this line before Hark came.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Hasbro's known for recycling. Or reissuing, or whatever you'd like to call it.
Repetitiveness.
Yes, repetitiveness.
Yeah, I think Pinkie Pie is a very good victim of that.
Oh, well, if you want to go even further back, you can go to the Transformers line, and they took, what, like 3 or 4 molds of each of those toys and repainted them 6 different times?
Why not?
So, It's not exclusive to ponies.
Or let's take it one step further. Who did Polly Pocket?
Oh, yeah. Always the same doll. Always the same case. Just sort of a different inside sometimes. At least it was different colors.
Yeah.
But
I'm thinking of those that thing where you opened it up and it looked like a jewel, and then you opened it up and all of a sudden it was a doll, and you opened it up and all of a sudden it was a jewel again.
Oh, yeah.
I can't
yeah.
remember what those were anymore. I loved those things. I think I left one of those at a guy's friend's house one time.
Huh.
And that was when I was younger. So it was completely innocent.
Oh, it's probably gone now, but...
Yes, well... Hey, what else are you supposed to do when you have a neighborhood full of guys?
Very true.
You become a tomboy.
Yeah.
Of course, wait a minute. What are you also supposed to do when everyone swears up and down to your mother that you're going to be a boy and... out you pop.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's tomboy. Here we go. Sit her in front of the football game enough times. We'll turn her.
Yes, of course. Football will turn anyone masculine.
Yes. It did.
Well, hey, if it worked, right?
Exactly. Then they eventually released me because an actual boy was born into the family.
Oh, there you go, and then you got to be a girl.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, my God, Amy's a girl.
When did that happen, right?
Oh, I remember the day I started developing. That's when all my guy friends were like, she's a girl. Look at those things. She's a girl. When did those things pop out?
Now, see, there's that weird tangent I was talking about.
There it is. Well, you know, we haven't had any weird tangents for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, we haven't really been on in the last 2 weeks.
Well, let's see, because I had to cancel the last show because I knew my co-host wasn't going to be here, and then our GT guru, I don't know where he has gone off to. I think he OD'd on G2s.
He may have. We may have to go and rescue him. We'll have to go get plane tickets and go to where his house is and go rescue him from under a pile of ponies.
Yep. And, of course, don't forget, let's sneak a couple of them into our bags.
Oh,
you
know? Well, of course. We have to rescue him. We have to pull the ponies off of him. And if a couple go missing, who's going to know?
Yes. So yeah. So no one's having any tangents for 2 weeks. So I'm allowed to go off on a tangent like that.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's allowable since little Alley Cat's not here. So if she's not sitting there listening and staring at the computer disapprovingly, she won't know.
Exactly. And she never listens to the show.
You won't get in trouble. And I won't
exactly.
get in trouble.
That's why That's why I can make fun of little Alley Cat and she'll never know. Not that I would ever do that.
Oh, no, no, no.
We all know we love her.
Yes, yes. We love everybody on the show. We love peace and ponies to everybody.
Yes.
Oh, geez, my boyfriend just walked in with the bird on his shoulder.
It's better than whatever else he could have walked in with on his shoulder.
That's true.
Okay, of all the things guys can walk in having on their shoulders, you know, that's the least of your worries.
Yeah.
I definitely attest to that.
Very true.
I know a guy who has a very distinctive way of telling his mate that she needs to do the laundry.
Dumping the laundry on her?
Actually, I think he has done that to her once or twice.
Oh, no.
Honey, yes? We need laundry done. We do? Yeah, see? Blop. Now, can you find your way out?
It gets the point across, I suppose.
That it does. That it does. So, did you have a good pony holiday?
Actually, yes, I did. I got a bunch of G4s for Christmas.
Ooh.
And I have two G3s waiting for me down at our flea market stand, which I'm going to go pick up tomorrow.
Ooh.
So, and I was in a the unofficial baby custom swap on the arena.
Ah. Uh-huh.
So, I got a new custom.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm in the official swap, and I'm still waiting for my box. My partner's still waiting for my box.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little behind. Thank God, you know, we could ship until the 10th of next month.
Oh, okay.
Because if not, I'd be up a creek without a paddle, and I'd have a couple of moderators coming to my house.
Oh, no.
You know, flinging fakies at me as I run out of my house.
Don't throw fakies. They make good baits. The plastic hurts when it hits the head. When it hits your head.
Don't I know it? You don't want to know how many times I've had one of those things fall on top of my head.
Oh, no.
I'll look down at it going, why did you just hit me? I just put you there. What, you don't like it there? Fine, I put you back in the box. Your choice.
So what about you? How was your pony holiday?
I got a lot of stuff, and not pony related. I got my usual upgrade to my wardrobe.
Ah, clothes. Yes.
I always need those.
That is true. Well, I mean, we do need clothes.
Yes. And I tend to be, you know, I'm a big girl. I admit to it. And, you know, trying to find dress pants, not always happening. So always
yes.
The day after Thanksgiving, my mother and I, we are the crazy people.
Oh, no. You're the crazy people that go out on Black Friday?
Yes.
Oh, no. I lock myself in my house on Black Friday. I don't want to go out.
Oh, heck no. When else can you buy, like, stuff that would normally cost you three times as much as what you just paid for it?
Well, that is true. I mean, some places do have good sales, but, you know, I can't get up at, like, 3 or 4 in the morning to wait in line to go into a store and buy something that I could buy next week just because it's, like, a couple bucks off.
Well, wait until the next day. This year it happened on Thanksgiving. Walmart was 10 p.m. We didn't even get to take a nap.
I know. I had to, my boyfriend works at the Walmart up here, and he had to go in to help set up for it. So, I know about that craziness. But it didn't get that bad this year as it did last year.
Oh, it's gotten better. My mother and I started going out by my aunt and my uncle. It's about 45 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, yes, there is a Walmart 5 minutes away from here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're done with that crazy place. That is the store that you see on the 10 o'clock news.
Oh, no. That's not the one where the woman maced somebody, is it?
It might be. I remember them days where we were standing in line, you'd get the countdown, and all of a sudden you'd see every single cop that was supposed to be guarding the doors.
Uh-huh.
As soon as they got to two, you'd start seeing them jump either on top of, into their cars, and lock the doors.
Oh, yeah.
Because as soon as one hit, that was it. It was like a herd of cattle.
Oh, my goodness.
And I would do the toy department. Suicide mission.
Of course, the toy department's where all the good stuff is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
When else can you get a Barbie doll for $5?
That is very true. You know, unless you get lucky down at a flea market or something like that.
Exactly. But, yeah, my mother and I, we'll always... But back to the pants thing. Kmart always has one brand that always fits.
Mm-hmm.
And we always wait till the day after Thanksgiving, because this is after they put them all on clearance.
Oh.
And let's just say, yeah, we just clean them out of my size.
Well, there you go. And then you don't have to worry about dress pants, and you've got everything you need.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about dress pants for next year. Until next time it comes around.
You just, like, buy pants by the pound.
Actually, I think that actually is what we did. We did buy pants by the pound. Well, what else would you call buying 13 pairs of pants at one time?
Yeah, a baker's dozen of pants? I'm not completely sure.
Hey, when you have to wear dress pants every day to work...
Yeah, you need them.
I do not have to wash pants for 2 weeks. After
that makes it even better.
Oh, yeah. Because I still had some pants that were still good at home.
There you go.
How can we get off into a tangent about pants?
I don't know. Something about Christmas and ponies and... I'm not completely sure. I don't know.
Me neither. But my mother and I, we have a nice tradition. I do shopping for her the easy way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want DVDs? Yes. What seasons of what shows do you have? Okay, thank you.
Well, at least you know what to get her every year.
Exactly. And 95% of those DVDs, she knows exactly what she's getting. There's always just that one. She never knows.
Yep.
And the 1 year that I actually bought it at full price, she almost flung it at me. I bought everything else for like $12. This one, I spent $34.99. Yeah,
and she flung it at you.
No, I think she almost flung it at me. I think she didn't want to ruin it. I think that's the only reason why she didn't fling it at me. This year, I did it, and she's like, how much did you pay for it? Same thing I paid for everything else. Yeah, right. I had the receipt. Actually, the packing slip that had the price.
Oh, no.
So it's like, here, see?
I could prove I didn't pay full for it. See, here.
Yeah, see? And I didn't even have to pay for shipping because I'm an Amazon.com Prime customer.
Ooh.
For $79 a year, I do not have to pay for shipping.
See, that's not bad if you're buying a lot of stuff from there.
Yeah, that urges you to buy more stuff.
Yeah, I would think so.
Oh, shoot, I don't have to pay for shipping. I can buy one thing at a time. Instead of having to wait until I have $25 worth of stuff I want to get. I can buy the $17.99 thing and not pay for shipping. I like that idea. And see, you can get ponies on Amazon.com. And see, we've come full circle.
Yep, there we are, back to ponies.
But yes, I am going to be eventually getting a pony gift. I just don't know when.
Oh, well. We can continue on the list. Just for us, I can try and help out. If I've heard you guys describe the ponies before on enough shows, I think I can help out.
Oh, there we go. Well, then let's move right on along, and we're going to move to one of the weirdest, oddest, downright scariest-looking ponies.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't there, like, a weird-looking mismatched ballerina one just like this one a couple years back?
Yes.
But she had, like, a pink or a white tutu instead of a blue one?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, I think Hasbro really, I think someone was smoking something.
I think this is just because it's the last year, they just kind of took pieces of ponies that were left over in the bin and went, here, let's toss this together and make something.
There we go. Sounds good to me. Sounds logical to me. But yes, it is Dancer Pony, and yeah, it's a mess on hooves.
Oh, yeah.
Because let's see if we can try and describe her. She is white, pink, and blue.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's kind of like there's a white head and the pink-ish body. And
blue feet.
Blue feet, which are, I guess they're supposed to be leg warmers or like socks or something.
Go ahead.
It just sort of looks like they made her legs blue at the knee for some reason.
Yeah. I think they just kind of wanted to prove and go, see, we didn't take feet from someone else.
Yeah.
We did not do that.
Sure.
You know, they knew back then that we were going to have a show, and we were going to say that this is the Frankenstein G2.
Uh-huh.
And that her legs came from this pony, her body came from this pony, and her head came from this one. So they cut her off at the knees.
Well, that sounds kind of gruesome when you put it that way.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like, you know, the mafia.
Yeah. You pay off your horse racing debts or we'll cut your ponies off at the knees. I don't know.
No, don't pay your eBay auctions in a timely fashion.
Oh, there you go. Yep, the eBay mafia coming to cut your ponies off at the knees.
Yeah, well, that pony you're getting there, she's coming to you without legs. She's going to have stumps.
Oh, poor little stumpy pony.
Or, you know what? We just might be crueler than that. She'll have one stump.
Oh. Be a little tripod pony.
There you go. Or she may come to you with two. She may come to you with one. With only one leg. You never know.
That's even worse. It's funnier, but it's even worse.
Let's see. How about this one? Okay, Rapunzel.
Uh-huh.
You're lucky if you get the head.
Oh, no.
Rapunzel. And I think that's being generous.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, it could just come with the ear.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm giving a head. It could just come with an ear.
The ear of Rapunzel, or maybe just some other pink pony. We're not really sure.
There you go. You never know. It could be one of the sweetheart sisters.
That is true.
It could be Goldilocks' ear. What are you going to do about it?
Can't really do much about it unless you pay that eBay auction.
You pay it off, they'll send you the rest.
Yes.
If you pay it off in payments, they'll send you pieces.
Oh.
No, wait, if you're late on a payment, they'll send you another piece.
You'll get this pony in pieces at a time.
Oh, God. I don't think I'll ever be able to look at this pony ever again.
I don't think I will either.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Calm down. Ha. Ha.
You all right there?
I don't know why I do that. That just makes me laugh even harder. Okay, let's see if we can try and finish off the Mafia pony.
Okay.
There. She has a new name.
She's
now the Mafia pony.
That sounds good.
Okay, here we go. Her mane and tail are dark pink with silver tinsel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. Well, come on, the last two... Yeah, she's got silver tinsel. Yeah, it looks gold to me.
It's kind of hard to tell. It's kind of hard to tell on the packaging because the back of the packaging is all yellow. And
yeah,
I guess the silver sort of reflects it.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But I think anyone can get that wrong.
Mm.
And her eyes are light blue with clear jewels, and her symbol is a pink dancing shoe. Well, we couldn't say yes or no to that one.
Yeah.
She comes with... Oh, go ahead.
Well, the tutu's kind of covering it.
Oh, wait. Wait a minute. Hold on. Could it be?
It is.
Ow!
Oh, the frying pan.
That's what I get for being late.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Didn't recognize. I know. Panda didn't recognize the other person.
It's Summer Blade.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
All right, how are you? I decided I'd call in and keep Panda entertained while we were waiting for you.
Oh, thank God somebody was helping her. I was on my way to take Kitten to grab something to eat, got a little text, and Sienna's like, it's Amy? And I'm like, oh damn. It's like, well, I can't really do anything about it now. Tell her it'll be a half hour late.
You'd be very... You'd be very proud. She got through three ponies in 13 minutes, and then I called and completely derailed everything.
Wow. Well, you know what? That's good, because in no way, shape, or form should you be getting through three ponies in 15 minutes. That means you were either, A, not properly discussing them, or, B, not going off topic enough.
Well, probably B.
I don't know. Well, you know, it's hard. A talk show, when you don't have other people to talk to, sometimes can be more of a challenge. I mean,
yes.
unless you're so amazing that you just love to hear yourself talk, like I don't know anybody who's like that, right? and you can just entertain people for hours on end with your wit alone. You kind of need a soundboard and somebody to play off other ideas with. And it's just more fun. Let's face it, it's more fun to talk to other people.
Yes.
So... How have you enjoyed? How long have you been hanging out, keeping her company?
Oh, about half an hour.
Oh, yeah. That long? So you rescued her pretty quick.
Yeah, she did.
Well, yeah.
Were you doing that bad, Panda, that like a listener actually felt compelled to call in and rescue you? That reminds me of like the very first shows. Like I kind of was like listening to poor Panda, and it's like she kind of screams "rescue me," doesn't she, when she's all by herself?
Yeah, she kind of has that tone. She was just kind of like, okay, well, I guess I'm just by myself, and she started flipping through the ponies.
Yeah, she does. She definitely has that puppy dog eye thing going on. It's kind of like, you know, you can hear it in her voice, like, oh, somebody's got to call up and help Panda.
Well, I knew you were going to be on in about half an hour, so I figured, okay, maybe I can get through a half hour, because the last show I had to cancel because Yum Yum was nowhere to be found.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in his defense, poor kid, it's like, what, 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
When we're doing the show. And I imagine, you know, occasionally he might just fall asleep.
He might not
just be able to make it.
Either that, or he's under, as we've both agreed, maybe he's under a pile of ponies and needs us to come rescue him. And
well, when you've got the money for a trip to the Netherlands, you just let me know. Because there's a deal now. It only costs like $1,000 to get there.
Oh, heck, I don't even have the money to go to Orlando.
Yes, I know. Did you guys announce that last time, or did you have to cancel the show where you were going to announce that?
I had to cancel the show where I was going to announce that.
So was that the announcement that we just screwed up?
No.
Is this Orlando? The first time you've actually mentioned anything about Orlando? Was just 3 seconds ago.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess people need to know what Orlando's about, although I'm sure, pretty sure everybody
now,
who's listening probably does.
By now, everyone knows that, yes, the Pony Convention, oh my God, they have actually announced the date, the location, in December.
Actually, yeah, imagine that, giving people time to actually plan for it. That's awesome.
Yes. Actually, to be exact, December 9th.
And we're just now getting around to announcing it on our show, because that's how disorganized we have been the last couple months.
Well, you know, I didn't realize that it had been announced the very, 3 hours before the show. I had no need to go to the board.
Well, you know, there's not much to an announcement, Amy, really. You know, like, guess what, guys? I just found out 5 minutes ago we're going to have a convention, and this is where it's going to be. Of course, sure you know, if you were being polite, you probably just wanted to wait for somebody else to be there to share in the joy.
Oh, yes.
But, yes, it's going to be in Orlando. What's the date for it?
It is July. Let me pull up my calendar.
Okay, so you knew you were going to make an announcement about the convention, and you didn't have this, ready. Amy.
It is on July 10th and 11th.
Which is, a Friday and a Saturday?
Saturday and a Sunday. I think the reason why they did last year's convention a Friday and a Saturday was because it was at Hasbro, and probably Sunday they probably told them, hey, you know what, we need to give these guys a day off.
Oh, yeah, that would, that could be the reason. It seems very plausible.
Yes.
Or they just said we need a day to get back to our regular
routine.
Get our stuff back to our regular break room or whatever the heck it is that they use that room for.
Yeah, I think it was a break room.
Oh, yeah, I think it was a break room cafeteria area. Although it was a pretty nice little break room cafeteria area.
No kidding.
Lots of sunlight. It was nice little space there. Of course, you could almost imagine a bunch of those. You remember the old the lunch table? I don't know if you're old enough for these kind of lunch tables. They still use them. The ones that fold up.
Oh man! Oh,
and then
yeah,
they get pushed up against the wall in the schools that can't afford to have a cafeteria, so they use the gym as the cafeteria, and they fold up these huge tables, and then they put them up against the wall, and then they unfold them to bring them out, picnic benches,
card tables or whatever.
I don't know, but they're picnic benches where they have benches attached on either side of them, and they're just real rectangular long.
We had that, but our school, it was an old Chicago public school. Okay, so it had the lunchroom.
Old Chicago public school should have exactly those kinds of tables.
Yeah. It has the lunchroom all the way down in the basement, the theater down in the basement. And if you had gym class and you were either in first or second grade, by the time you got up to the third floor, you already had your gym class.
Yeah, that's my elementary school was like that. I had an old elementary school in the middle of Atlantic City, which was like, you know, one of those old brick buildings. It was like 6 stories tall, but there was only like, you know, a handful of rooms on each story. So everything you had to do was going up and down stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember. I had some great calves when I was in elementary school.
Yeah, no kidding. By the time you got to eighth grade, you had gym coming up from lunch because your classrooms were all the way on the third floor.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we're not off topic at all. Not even a little. So, yeah, and that is totally my fault. I had to go and mention that it was, you know, the break room / lunch room, and yeah, I take full responsibility for that one. But
well, that's the thing. We got talking about ponies and went all the way to pants.
It's just easy to do, you know, that free form dialogue. It kind of does that to you.
Yes, it does.
So this year they're going to have it in Orlando. I will not be attending, I do not believe, because it'll take too dang long to get down there, and I do not fly. I've been to Orlando. I know exactly how long it would take to get there from where I'm at.
Well, I do fly, so depending upon what goes on, and I've actually have acquired other employment, and I have to figure all that stuff out. I've got a trip I got to do in April for my credentialing that I have for billing, and so that's going to be like a week.
Yeah, but that's at least job related. this is different.
Yes.
I don't know if I'll be able
to make it. This year is going to be in Orlando. You want to go to Orlando? I know. Tomcat's like, why aren't we going? Just in Orlando? Is there a reason why we're not going? Explain this to me.
Wait a minute. It's a pony convention and you don't want to go.
No, it's during the summer. He's like, oh. Huh. Well.
Does he still have that slightly, maybe, look on
his
face?
Well, Tomcat's originally from Florida. Well, not originally. He's a military brat. He's been, he didn't even come over to the States until he was damn near, I don't know, 10 years old or something. But, yeah, he spent a good chunk of time of his childhood in Florida.
Well, see, I've never been, and that will be the very first time I will be that close to Disney World.
Are you not going to go to Disney World? You've got to go to Disney World if you're right there by Disney World.
It depends on whether or not I can get the time off and if I can afford it.
You call in sick. You get the time off. I'm sorry. You're talking about you're going to be a sneeze distance away from Disneyland or Disney World. Have you ever gone to Disney World?
No.
Well, then you need to go. This is like a non-issue. This is not discussable. This is non-debatable. Whatever the word is I'm looking for, it is not. You don't get to Disney World and not go to Disney World. There's just something just wrong about that. The cosmos would not agree with that.
Well, see, that's why I'm attempting to convince my mother to go with me this year.
I'll say, yeah, seriously, that everybody, I don't care how old you are, wants to go to Disney World.
You want to go to Disney World, don't you?
I've been to Disney World, thank you.
No, I'm asking my mother.
Oh.
And I'm getting no response.
I had one of those childhoods where, you know, I was poor. I was just flat out poor, let's just say it that way. And it was like one of those like pipe dreams that one day I was going to get to go to Disney World. And there was always somebody that would enter our lives at some point or another and be like, yeah, sure, I'll take you to Disney World. And it never happened. And I was like, ugh. So when we finally got the opportunity to take Sienna to Disney World, I don't know who was happier about it, me or her. I seriously was like, yes, I'm finally going to Disney World. It doesn't matter that I'm 30-something years old.
Yes, but you know, you can appreciate it more.
Yeah, I definitely appreciated it, but it was like, it's like a feeling of accomplishment that I managed to get my daughter to Disney World while she was a child. I think that was the big deal. You know, I was like, oh my gosh, she's still a child, and I got her to Disney World. That's awesome. Plus, I get to go, woohoo!
See, I think, you know, see, I think you'd probably laugh because I'd be hunting down every single Disney character
in
the park.
You won't have a... Oh, never mind. I know what you're talking about. No, you really don't have too hard of a time doing that, honey. They're really kind of obvious.
Oh, okay.
They kind of stick out.
Wait,
yeah, then there's the parade they do every day. So if you didn't see them the first time, you sure as heck are going to see them the second time. And then you can, like, just jump the chain and just run up to them in the middle of the parade and latch on. They love it when you do that, really.
No, you don't get thrown out of the park for that.
No, you don't. No, no. I have no video of such evidence.
I think she's trying to get me thrown out of Disney World.
But that would make it more memorable.
It certainly would.
I mean, why just go to Disney World? You can't just do Disney World the way everybody else does Disney World. No, it's a you experience, a once-in-a-lifetime. And getting thrown out of the park is part of that. Just make sure you get on all the rides, get everything you want to do, and then get thrown out. Awesome.
Make sure my mother has enough money to wire me for bail.
Kate, you know,
they're
if
not gonna
nothing
put you
else?
In jail unless you commit a crime. You'll just get tossed. Come on, plan this properly. I didn't say indecent exposure or anything. indecent exposure at the kid park, that might land you in jail. Good chance of it. But running up and jumping on Goofy in the middle of a parade, that's not going to get you put in jail.
What if I accidentally pull his head off?
No, you still won't go to jail. You'll break the hearts of millions of children worldwide who are probably watching it by you know, YouTube or Skype or whatever. But, no, you won't go to jail. Unless you punch him after you take off the hood, then you might get assault and battery.
Yeah, don't assault Goofy.
Yeah, see, I think it's all about how you go about jumping on Goofy, you know. Yeah, you could be dancing the line of assault there. But, yeah, once again, we're not way off topic. But these are just the fun things you can do, guys, when you go to the My Little Pony Fair in Orlando. See, it's all related. They're just suggestions for how to spend your time when you're not at the fair.
You can go to Disney World and tackle mascots.
Definitely, absolutely. And I would tackle the one that irks you the most. Like, for me, it would be Goofy. I would totally have to tackle Goofy and get back at him because he kind of creeps me out, you know? Of all the Disney characters, he's the one that would just be like, I don't have a problem mauling him, you know? But so you better pick your character carefully.
Boy, you know, this really just really works with the new name of the pony we just renamed.
We renamed a pony?
Yes.
Hey, speaking of ponies, we're talking about ponies. Which ponies are we talking about?
We're talking about the Wednesday afternoon ponies, and we are at Dancer, which we have renamed.
Did we talk about, like, ponies that we got? How was Christmas, presents, anything else? Or did you just kind of not touch on any of that and just went straight into ponies?
We did that. What did you get?
I got Scribbles.
Ooh.
The G1 mail order. Yay. Actually, I can say Kitten got Scribbles. Scribbles was on her wish list and not mine, which is kind of unusual for us to have something on one wish list and not the other. So that works. So when it comes time to divvy up the collection, she can have Scribbles. And, of course, we've got some G4s. We've got ourselves the dress-up Rainbow Dash, which was pretty awesome.
Ooh.
And we got the, what do you call those? The crazy wing ones they have now.
The Glimmer Wings.
Glimmer Wings, yeah. We got a Glimmer Wing Rarity and a Glimmer Wing Rainbow Dash, which is completely wrong, okay? I just got it because it's on the shelf, but it really goes against, like, your grain to see Rainbow Dash and Glitter Wings. It just doesn't work for me. They didn't have Plumette, but, you know, you had to get Rarity because that totally went with canon. That went with the whole episode of her getting the wings, and that totally made sense. I don't know why they bothered giving anybody else those wings, but they did. So we got two of the three. And what else did we get pony-wise? Oh, I got myself a Mitten Box Sweet Dreams Cribs set, which I fully intend to rip apart and put together on film.
Cool.
Right? It's Mitten Box, but not for long. And anybody who's listening that may have sold it to me, I am so sorry, but I paid for it. It's my prerogative to rip that sucker open.
Hmm.
Hey, when you buy it, you can de-box it to your heart's content.
That's right. I did it to the schoolhouse. I never posted the film because it's like an hour and a half long of all kinds of shenanigans. Although people who come to my house do get to watch the film. So Pony Genie and Pony Guru have been here, and actually Pony Guru was part of the filming of that particular deboxing event, which had a bonus footage of a debagging of a mail order pony as well. Woohoo! It was like a special bonus at the end, you know? And I have a special bonus for this one, too. I do have another mail order mitten bag that I could debag at the end of the deboxing episode. So, you know, it could be like bonus footage.
There you go.
We'll see how that works out. But yeah, I think I'll do that. I think I like this idea, this whole bonus footage of deboxing or debagging something at the end of the deboxing. That's pretty cool. Let's see, what else did we get? You know, I don't know. I got the custom. I talked about that already. I got Crown and Glory. That's what it was. I got G3 Crown and Glory, finally. Of the three castle exclusive ponies, I think there was, I don't remember the names of all of them, but you had the purple one with the frog, and you had the white one with the crown, which was Crown and Glory, and then you had the yellow one with the damsel hat. I think they were Walmart exclusives.
Yeah.
That came with the bonus set. So for the longest time, I couldn't find a decent Crown and Glory at a decent price. And I finally got Crown and Glory. So woohoo, yay me, that's complete. Let's see, what else did I get? I probably got more stuff, but I think that's good.
We'll see.
Is there any pony I'm missing there, honey? Kettlebell. Oh, and you know what Tomcat got me? Being the darling that he is, such a sweetheart, loves me so much, he got me a kettlebell.
Aww.
And Kitten got me a potato peeler. It was a fantastic Christmas. A kettlebell, okay? Man, I mean, just tell me I need to lose weight a little more obviously or something. Jeez, it's only 10 pounds. Kettlebell. Damn kettlebell weighs almost as much as what I want to lose. So here, take the kettlebell back. I've already lost 7 pounds. There you go.
There you go.
But it was funny. I actually had requested the potato peeler, so I can't complain about that. That was awesome.
Well, see that's where the pants thing came in at. You know, I didn't get anything pony related, but I did get clothes.
And pants does begin with P, and pony begins with P.
Yes, but I haven't gotten my pony gift yet. I entered the official arena swap.
Mm-hmm.
And because this year they started it so late, they gave everyone, you know, a few extra weeks to ship. We actually don't have to ship till January 10th. And unfortunately, yeah, I'm taking like full advantage of that.
Yeah, you would. You're the one that's always like the last to send out, and everybody's like, "Come on, everybody, get their stuff in."
Well, you know what it was just after we'd gotten our swap partners, I found out I wasn't working last module, so it was kind of like, yeah, I kind of like needed to really try and figure stuff out.
Okay, well, is what it is, and now I've got to try and actually get up to where you guys are. You said you're at Wednesday afternoon. What year is that?
We are
2003.
Oh my gosh, we're almost done. We're almost done with the G2s, and I don't even know if I was here for half of it.
You weren't.
Yeah. Well, boy, that was really fast, but actually it wasn't. We've probably been on G2s for 3 months.
Yeah, more than 3 months. With all the breaks we've been taking.
Yeah, the holidays and everything else really just knocked us for a loop. Okay, so Wednesday afternoon is which pony?
We're up to Dancer, which we have renamed.
The Mafia Pony.
Okay, gotcha. Wednesday afternoon is the actual name of the set. Okay.
Yes.
The set of ponies.
And you missed
our
big...
And you're up to Dancer.
Yes, the Mafia Pony. You missed our entire spiel.
I'm so sorry. I'll have to just listen to it later. Just continue on as if I heard it, and then I can be clueless. That'll be fun.
Well,
so,
okay, then we can always repeat it later.
This poor pony. I mean, you know, this is one thing. When we have Yum Yum on, Yum Yum, like, comes to the defense of any pony that I think has some sort of oddity about it. He's just like, no, 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 no. It's so much nicer in person. No, she's really lovely. She's, oh, so blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, no, weird. Oh, okay, fine, Yum Yum, you win. But Yum Yum's not here to defend this freak.
No.
I don't think Yum Yum even, I don't think even Yum Yum could defend this thing.
You know who would probably defend this thing would be Pony Genie. I
yes.
bet you I could put money on it, all right? I think I'll sit there and I'll rag on the pony. Everybody else would be like, pony's really weird. Yum Yum might even be like, okay, maybe not one of the best. And then Pony Genie would like come in and swoop in and be like, I object. You know, and I totally believe that this would be a pony that Pony Genie would completely defend.
Yes. She probably would.
She probably would. Because it's funky, and it's got the flash dance leg warmers. I mean, how can you not love that? And she has no choice. She is frozen in the 80s. She can't get rid of her leg warmers, unlike other outfits and stuff. She is the flash dance pony, period.
Yes.
Ever, forever and ever.
That is definitely true.
But, you know, I think I've seen a picture on Yum Yum's site where when they put the little shoes on her with the ribbons, she does look a wee bit cuter.
Yeah.
She's one of those ponies you just got to take her out of the package because the package just does not do any good to her.
Yeah, but I don't think I don't think her shoes come with ribbons this time. I think they're just completely plastic, pink dancing shoes.
Did Yum Yum's site go down? What the heck? No. Now I'm on his wanted page. Maybe that's it. Let me try going to his regular site I'm looking for. It's not been pulled, but yes, it has. Yum Yum, what did you do?
He broke his own site. How did he even do that?
I have no idea, but he did it.
Holy cow. Hold on, recent.
The one time I'm actually trying to get this stuff figured out, he's got to go and break his site. So figures.
What was the name of this site?
Pony Place. It was Pony Place. That's what I have. Yum Yum's Pony Place. And it was yumyum.ponyplace.weebly.com. And it's not happening. Let me try something else. Nope, something's going on. I'll have to find out what's up with him later.
No, so actually, it's up.
It's up. Okay, then why is it not working for me?
No.
Is it working for you?
Okay,
it is not working for me. Anyway, okay, she's got to have ribbons on there. Those shoes look like they have ribbons. At least from this picture.
This is just way too weird because I just pulled up one part of this site which had a picture on it.
Okay.
Yet the rest of the site keeps giving me the not found.
Yeah. Okay, so we better... We should probably Wednesday. Okay, let's see if we can get that. I didn't spell it on wrong. That's good. Let's see if we can find for images. I'm going to find another picture of this thing. Or maybe not. Oh, somebody has contacted. It does have ribbons on the shoes. I found a site by going to, by Googling it and then going to images. And there is a picture. At the My Little Pony training post, it pulls up there was an actual thread that focused on Wednesday afternoon, I guess because somebody thought maybe they had found a variant. But it does show a nice picture of her shoes, which do in fact have the little ribbons so that you can put them up around her calves like a ballerina shoe. And no, she still just isn't that great. But the shoes are cute. Yeah, I mean, it can be good. I mean, if you do the hair just so and you cover up certain weird parts of her, it looks better, definitely. Did you say everything she came with? Did we even talk about colors, or did we just run right into how odd she is?
No, we ran through her colors. We were just coming to her accessories when you came on.
Okay, good. Well, that's her accessories. The shoes are the cutest thing about her.
And her blue tutu.
Okay, the blue tutu can be kind of cute, yeah. And I think this is probably one of the few times that the tutu is not also designed to be a hair accessory for the child who bought the pony.
Yes.
You know, it seems like every other time you see a tutu on any pony or anything, it's usually supposed to be a hair accessory as well. And this one does not appear that it was really made with that in mind.
No, it doesn't. Sorry, I had to sneeze.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Sorry, I just...
dancing butterflies cake. Who did that? Sorry, guys. You know, this is the problem. When you Google something, you open up a can of worms. It's not something I really... Unless you got lots of time on your hand. Somebody, you know, in the course of my Googling for one thing, and you get a million other pony pictures that come up, somebody made a dancing butterflies cake, like almost like a wedding cake, where they use the fondant, so it's got this real, it's a two-tiered cake, and they use yellow fondant, so it's nice and smooth yellow, you know, molded all the way around. And the second layer is like a smaller, it's a circle. So the second tier is smaller yellow fondant layer. And then they've got pink and blue fondant butterflies all over the cake with a baby dancing butterflies on top.
Ooh, cute.
It is ridiculously cute.
Oh, that does sound cute.
And it is. It is just crazy cute. So you see the fun things you can find when you Google stuff?
Yes.
So, okay, we talked about her. She really doesn't come with much. She comes with her, because everything else is pretty much glued to her or molded onto her. She don't have to come with much.
Yeah,
shoes, comb.
This is why we said, you know, she looks like the pony that everything got thrown onto her, and we got into talking about eBay auctions and not paying them.
This would be one of those things where you were drunk one night and you bought her and you woke up the next day going, what the heck was I thinking? And
no, this would be, you know, you didn't pay your eBay auction in a timely manner. Yeah, you got pieces.
Yeah, definitely. I missed that. I think I had to be there for the full context of that joke. So maybe we should move on since it's, I've been here for a half hour now or something and we've talked about...
One pony. Look at this.
That's
half
about
a pony.
Right. That's about right.
15 minutes and a half a pony.
Hold on. I'm gonna say we've been. Let me look. Gotta turn on the light here. No, I have been on the phone for 31 minutes. We have talked about half a pony in 31 minutes. New
31
record.
Minutes. Yep, half a pony. Look at this. We're breaking records tonight. Look at this. Last show of the year.
I know. Yeah, we got to make it memorable.
Yes. Well, up next, we're going to move into the new hair feature ponies.
Again, you know, very odd. We should probably just... come on, somebody's got to say the obvious.
What's that?
That they all look like they should be filled with bubble solution or something.
Yeah, they do kind of look like they should be like a little bubble wand in the pony's tail.
Their tail totally looks like it should be a bubble wand. Every time I see this, I keep thinking I'm just going to pull it out and they're going to blow bubbles out their butt. That's not what happens, though. And to make it worse, even one of the ponies is called Bubble with a bubble solution bottle on the butt. If that is not the most misleading pony ever, I don't know what is. You know, there's, like, kids all over the place getting this pony that pulls the thing out and is, like, turning it upside down, trying to find the bubble solution. The neck of the bottle is even facing towards it, so it's like it would just make all the sense in the world for a wand to come out of that butt. But no. I know, I skipped ahead a couple ponies. So let's talk about the first bubble-less bubble butt. Pony.
Well, the first one is Buttercup, and I think she looks really cute.
She's actually a very pretty pony. I will say, this pony is really pretty, and she's pretty enough that you almost overlooked the bubble butt problem.
Yeah, she is a really nice shade of purple. Her long mane is purple with silver tinsel. And, you know, you have to admit, that shade of purple...
I'd say it's all about the hue. The hue of this purple is really nice. And the hair, just it works really well. It's a very... I want to say, it's like, I don't know if it's classy or something. It's just, it's not like your typical, you know, been thrown into the Play-Doh vat of colors kind of purple. It's a very nice purple.
But her other tail, that shade of blue, yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, what were they thinking? It was like, you know, spare parts time. I mean, because she's a monochromatic pony. She's got the really nice muted kind of purple body with the... with the really pretty hair.
Dark hair.
Same kind of color, but darker. She's got silver tinsel, a silver dragonfly symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
even her eyes are monochromatic.
Her eyes are clear. So, you know, they're painted purple with clear jewels. And then they give her a freaking cobalt blue tail to, like, swap out. What were they thinking?
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't look like somebody who just came back from, like, the amputee farm or something. Look, my tail grew back. I was like, it's blue now. What happened?
It grew back, but it, you know, if you think about it, it's, okay, this goes back to when my dog got bitten in the backside. We were so worried because they told us, because they had to shave his backside, that the hair there might come back black. And we're thinking, oh, yeah, we're going to have a white dog. He's going to have a
black
butt.
Nice.
And it would just be one patch on his, was it the right or left he got bit on? I think it was the left side. So it would have been this black patch on his rump on the left-hand side, just out of nowhere.
Yeah, that would have been interesting. Shaped like a bite marks, you know? Even better.
You know, it's bad enough that his ears, I mean, it looks like we spilled coffee on the poor dog. And we didn't.
I'd say you probably should say you didn't, or else we're all going to think you did. Actually, is that tail pink and purple? Or is it pink and blue? Or is it just blue? Let's see.
I think it's just blue.
It looks. It almost looks like there's. It must be because of that rainbow swoosh that falls down there. Look, that pink part's going through that area. It looks almost like it's a pink and blue tail, but it's just blue. Yeah, I mean, really, this is a very pretty pony. That blue tail absolutely makes no sense. Even with the one little dinky blue barrette that they put in there to try and say, yeah, this is supposed to be the way it is. It's. You don't need it. You know, this is a pony. I might even actually. Keep this pony if I had it, as long as I didn't have the blue tail.
Right. Oh, it looks like we lost Summer X Blade.
Sorry.
Cut off.
Nope. She's there.
No, she's in chat.
Oh, what happened?
She won't be coming back on the phone.
What happened?
Aww. Her phone lost the charge.
Oh, didn't pay the bill again. Damn. Paid ding bills. I mean, there's a viral video out there of a angry black man yelling at the government, telling them to pay the dang light bill. Essentially, because of our, you know, get the budget in order. You know, if I don't pay my bills, lights get turned off. Pay the damn light bill.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah. Well, that kind of stinks. I was enjoying having a new person to mess with.
Me too. I was happy that she came and rescued because,
yeah, that was awesome of you. Thank you for coming on and
thank you.
Rescuing Panda while I leisurely ate my dinner and laughed the whole time.
I knew you were.
No, I was not being that cruel. I was rushing as much as I could without risking indigestion. So, okay, so I guess we can talk about the next one. I mean, basically the tail, just for people who haven't probably figured it out by implying, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's like this little plug that you just pull out of the rear end and you pop in another one, and it just looks like a little, it looks like a wand. It looks like it should be a wand or something. I don't know why it's so, I don't know, cumbersome looking, like why they couldn't have found something a little bit more slimmed down that they had to make this such a ridiculous looking piece of hunk of plastic back there, because they could have done it better, I think, but it is what it is. So the next one in this unfortunate line.
Oh my God, you have to admit, these girls are at least gorgeous.
No, I don't have to admit that about this one.
I do.
No, this one makes my eyes hurt. Like, I keep thinking, like, this is a color blindness test or something.
Well, see, I like her.
She's interesting, but what the heck is her symbol? So why don't we continue talking about, like, who it is? The first one was named, did we even say the first one's name? The first one was named Buttercup.
Yep.
Wanting to think yellow because all the other Buttercup kind of things, you know, yellow flowers, but she's actually lavender. This one is named Curly.
Yes, and she is blue, and her long mane is purple and pink.
And it's that crazy fuchsia pink. It's that really bright highlighter pink fuchsia.
Yeah, but I think what if you really look at her hair, the front part of it is more like mixed. The purple and the pink are mixed.
Okay.
At least
looks
I
that way in the tail, doesn't it?
In the one tail.
Yeah, her tail. One of the tails, the two colors are mixed.
The other is blue with silver tinsel.
Yeah, no, I don't. This isn't doing it for me. Sorry, this just really does not do it for me. And her symbol, really, a purple hair roller. I mean, wow.
Looks like a purple log to me.
Yeah, it looks like a purple sensor strip, you know? Like, you know, they don't want to show you what's really been put here.
Oh, man, that is bad.
You know, maybe, and it's also for this particular site that we're using, we're not getting a real good up-close of the symbol. So the symbol may be more detailed and obvious, but it was such a small picture. It really just looks like a little rectangle of purple.
Yeah,
like it's censoring out, you know, something important. Curly. Let's see if I can find something. Good old Google. Come on, Google. You were friendly to me before. So this would be... What's that? What is this called? This is the new hair feature pony. Okay, G2. New hair feature. Curly. Let's see if I can find a better image of her. Messed up. Nope, not there. I'm not finding one right, you know, very quickly. So, oh, here we go. Here's another one. Come on. And it looks like one of those. It looks like one of the curlers, the old-fashioned curlers from. They came with like the perm parlor, and stuff like that. That looks like a net, and then you would snap on another piece around it. Crisscross hatch, crisscross, kind of netting. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you took a fishnet and you turned it into, or chicken wire, and you made a tube out of it, it kind of looks like that. It's that kind of, it's not like the spongy roller, curler, hair curler, or hair roller.
Right.
It's the net-looking kind where you would twirl it up, and then you take another plastic piece and pop it over on top. And it still looks wrong. And you know, any kid that found it now would have no freaking clue what that was.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even know if they... Do they still make these hair rollers?
Yeah, actually they do. They sell them in really small packages. Okay,
I found somebody else's G2 site from the Netherlands. I wonder if this is... Doesn't say it's Yum Yum's site. It's somebody else's site, but I can't read any of it. But it's got good pictures.
Well, that's good. Okay, sorry. I have to vent here a little bit. Remember I said I was selling something on eBay?
Okay, sure. Nobody wants your old socks.
No, I was selling a video game. Well, the buyer, it looks like they have never, ever left any feedback for anyone they've ever bought from.
Oh, well. Lazy butts.
That includes me. And I think it might include Summer X Blade.
Really?
Well, I haven't sold anything on eBay, so...
Hey, I figured there was a way to introduce you in.
Hey, it was creative.
Thank you. I try.
Back! She's back! Yes, I'm back. I'm back.
Oh, man. I just won Ruby's ring, but I lost Sapphire's ring by 45 cents because I was too busy talking to you people. Dang it. Talk about eBay rant. That's what happened. Summer, did you just buy Sapphire's ring out from underneath me? Is that why you got disconnected all of a sudden?
No. I don't have, like, 40 or 50 bucks laying around. I saw that on eBay.
Dang it. I was really just going to be like, yay, I have them both now. But I mean, I can console myself that I do have them mint on card. And I just wanted to have them... loose as well, but no. No such luck. Now I have Ruby's ring and I have diamond, but no sapphire for me.
Aww.
Well, it's just something you can aspire for later on.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll get around to it. I'm going to see who did it. Let's see who outbid me. So I can send them hate mail. I'm not vindictive. No, it would be even better. Like, watch it be like a zero bidder, you know, and it was just like somebody else trying to pump up the price.
And they accidentally bought it?
Yeah. No, maybe it's like they couldn't afford to buy it, and they're like, dang it, I've been looking for Sapphire's ring for like a year and a half, and I haven't been able to get it, and I can't afford it, and now I have no money, and there it is. Well, they can't have it either. I'm just going to bid on a made-up eBay account now. You know, I've
there
heard stories of people doing that. I mean, I don't do that. My eBay account says who I am. I mean, you will never be misled by who the bidder is when I'm bidding. My name is Lil Alley Cat. Pretty darn obvious. So, yeah, it's not like I can ever be, like, the secret Santa bidder on any auction ever. But, oh, no, this person actually has some feedback. So there's some pony person.
Aww.
Oh, darn. That's right. Another one will come around. So overpaid for one and didn't win the other by 45 cents. So anyway, this guy isn't going to leave you feedback and you're mad about it?
No, he's never left any person he has bought anything from. He has never, ever left any feedback.
Hmm.
Oh, well.
At
least he hasn't left
like
bad
lazy.
Feedback. It could have been worse. Could have been like, man, all the feedback he's left has been really cruddy.
Yeah, but don't you need feedback in order to get off of there? Well, you can't have your money for 5,897 days.
Yeah. Have you considered emailing him saying, hey, buddy, please leave me feedback so I can get off of this damn list?
That's what I just did. I just emailed him, and it's like, is there something wrong? Is there a reason why you're not leaving any feedback?
Oh.
And Christ, you got
no,
the
I'm
item.
Just ahead. I just
two
don't
weeks
care.
Ago. Heck, I shipped it out the very same day my card decided to die out on me.
Oh, no.
Yes, the pony card died for a very short while. With me in it. Trying
oh,
to drive to work.
Well, that's even more fun. That makes getting to work an adventure.
Oh, yeah.
2 miles away from the house.
Wow. Well, at least you're within walking distance.
Well, actually, no, wait. It was a little bit further than that. And then I had to have a cop come up behind me who just didn't want to do anything and wouldn't push me off the side of the road to wait for the tow truck I was waiting for.
A cop helped you push the car off the side of the road?
No, he refused to.
He refused to? Oh.
Are you serious?
Did he ticket you?
I think that was his next option. If I would have told him no, I was going to wait for my tow truck.
Well, at least he didn't ticket you.
Well, you know, it wasn't like I decided to stop there. I attempted to get my car to move forward. I got out of the intersection. Gosh darn it.
Oh, hey, now that I'm in my eBay account, did I tell you that I finally got the... Yeah, I did. She actually arrived. The Nightshine Pony with the beach ball symbol to go with Rumba and Samba. Yes, now they're all happy family. They're all together. She's arrived. Everything is good.
Hooray.
She's not perfect. She's not, you know, her hair, her glow-in-the-dark hair is a little drier and frizzier at the ends that I would like, but, you know, I'm just particular. But other than that, she's absolutely perfect, so she will do nicely, and the kids are just thrilled to have a mom.
There you go.
Oh, well, that's good.
So, yeah, now I know I've looked through everything that I, that I'm supposed to have, that I think I've gotten. Let's see.
You know, I just happened to be looking on eBay. None of the ponies we're talking about tonight are on eBay.
Really?
Of course, it could just be the section I'm looking under.
Well, you know, it's Christmas just ended, and I think everybody, pretty much, most, you know, 99% of people who have ponies that are worth anything to sell, that they plan to sell, will do so right before Christmas.
Yeah, so probably all the good G2s and whatnot have already been sold, or they're back in storage till the next holiday comes around.
Darn.
Well, I'm taking a look at what G2s are on. Now, there are 219 G2s currently listed on eBay.
How did you find that?
My Little Pony G2. it's not a difficult search engine. So I'm just looking through what G2s. Now, I mean, I didn't... And look, yeah, no, rare satin slipper, the one we just talked about that you guys called Dancer. They call her Satin Slipper. She's got the molded on...
No, that's a different one.
That's a different one. That's the one with the molded
leg. That was the earlier one.
Right,
that was the earlier
right.
version.
Okay, so there is an earlier version of her currently available. I'm looking at the one with the blue molded on... No, same one. She's got the pink bodysuit and the blue leg warmers forever attached to her.
Yeah, it looks exactly the same, except for this one has a blue tutu.
Yeah, okay, this is the same pony. They just don't have her tutu with her. You're making it sound like this was a different release. It's the same pony. It just doesn't have her tutu in the auction.
Actually, let's...
Because the regular satin slipper is white.
Right.
They, you know what? Poor satin slipper. She has really gotten the short end of the stick. The other version of her has the chicken drumstick leg. That girl just can't get a break.
Mm-mm.
Well, actually, I think this satin slipper that you have up on eBay, or that's up on eBay right now, is it's got two different colors of pink in her mane.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Dancer's only got one color, but she's got the silver or gold tinsel in it. And
hers is silver.
Okay,
yeah.
So what was she released with?
I don't remember.
Are
I don't remember
sure?
if she had a tutu or not.
She was released with white and dark pink hair.
No, we're not talking about that one. We're talking about the one that's pink with the blue leg warmers molded on.
Yeah.
But it looks like pink and magenta colored hair, or pink and some sort of deep rose. It's not quite red, and it's not really pink. But there's no tinsel.
Look at Dancer. She has pink hair with silver tinsel.
Yeah, looked.
Oh, okay, right here on Rainbow Forest under 1999, Satin Slipper Secret Surprise Pony. She had the pink tutu also, so I guess the only difference between the
there
two of them
go.
Is the two-tone hair and the tinsel or no tinsel.
So at no point was Satin Slipper, from what we can tell, was she ever released in some sort of normal form without some sort of funkiness about her?
No.
So this time they re-released her again, but this time she has tinsel in her hair. Oh, there are 1,000,001 little accessories. Somebody took every single little tiny G2 accessory and listed them. That's why there's 219 auctions right now for G2s. Probably half of them are like one little necklace, one little earring, one little barrette. So if you're looking for that hard-to-find G2 accessory, it's probably on eBay right now.
Maybe that's where Yum Yum is.
Maybe.
Yum's like, sorry, girls, more important things to do. Oh, gosh, only $43. You know, one of these days I'm going to get the G2 Christmas baby, and I've said that now for I don't know how many years, probably about 10, since that's how long it's been out. And I still haven't gotten around to it.
That is horrible. But let's kind of finish up with Curly here.
Go for it.
Other than her two tails, she comes with a silver and golden colored heart pin, which you can stick in her hair, and her comb is the bow blue.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, she's finished.
Yay.
Woohoo.
Who's next? Oh, and this is this one. Holy cow. All right, this is the one that I was talking about that it's just like, it's cruel, okay? It's cruel to tease a child like this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, these colors make
you
blind.
Well, the colors aren't the problem. The colors are kind of cool, all right, because they remind me of Hip Holly. She's got the white body, but she's got Hip Holly's hair. She's got that bright orange and the bright yellow, which is, you know,
bright.
Pretty cool. It's the neon colors, but
okay.
If you stand next to Hip Holly, they would definitely be relatives just because of the color. You know, throw Rocky in the mix and you got a family. But the symbol is a bottle. It looks like a bottle that you would have bubbles in. It's supposed to be a shampoo bottle, I guess is what it's supposed to represent, and it's orange. But the way it's tilted is so that the very top of the bottleneck is like right up by where the tail plug is. So it truly looks like if you were to pull that tail out that it would be a bubble wand. I mean, every bone in my body wants to get one of these ponies and just turn it into a bubble wand pony and fill that sucker with bubble solution. That's what this is supposed to be. Somebody's got to do it.
If I found this pony somewhere, I think I would definitely do it because that does sound kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I don't know how hollow they are inside. I don't know if that's really how much you can get in there. But I'm telling you, if I ever come across this pony, she is getting converted. Was that a snort?
Yes.
I was like,
that came from
one
me.
Snort of approval. I approve this message. You know?
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, that's... So, anybody who happens to have a Bubbles laying about that they want to, you know, donate to a good cause, please contact me. I'll be more than happy to give her a new purposeful life. Changing mane and tail. Manes and tails. See, these are like... related to the changing mane and tail ponies.
Well, yeah, because the tail is the
but
same design.
But this one
design.
Just has the changing tail, which, I mean, come on, that's kind of a half improvement. The changing mane was a disaster. That was even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those were just all kinds of weird.
Yeah, and from what I understand, the little piece on the mane wouldn't always lay down properly either, so you had functionality problems.
I think G2's just had functionality problems from
they didn't eat
alone.
Enough, that's all. They were weak and they couldn't fight off the designer's, you know, whims. They couldn't sit there and say, "No, you can't do that to my neck. No, not my leg. I don't want chicken drumstick." They had no energy. They were too weak. Feed me, chicken looks good.
feed me. That chicken looks good over there. Please feed me.
I know, please. I tease. But in all actuality, I mean, even though they're skinny and I can tease, and that's one of the things never, like, you come to kind of appreciate it. If the pony colors and the symbols and everything else are done right, even the G2s can look kind of elegant and cute and everything else. But
MC,
looking at the ones that are funky, it's so easy to make fun of them.
Yeah. See, this is why we did this series of ponies, to make people who hate them
appreciate them somehow, or
yes,
at least laugh at them more.
Yes.
One or the
one
other.
The
You're going to remember them. They're going to make an indelible print upon your mind.
Yes. But back to Bubble. She is white. The mane is yellow with bright red-orange. One tail is yellow, the other is the bright red-orange. Her eyes are very light blue with green jewels. But what I want to highlight is, if you look at her lashes, it looks like they gave her light blue mascara.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it?
And I'd love to know where she got that mascara from, because seriously, I love blue mascara.
Are you 12?
No, actually, it just works with my eyes.
Blue mascara only works with eyes on 20-something-year-olds that are going to raves.
Hi.
Or 12-year-olds that got their first makeup kit. Take your pick.
Hey, actually, I got that put on me at the makeup counter one time.
All right, you don't want to know what they've done to me at the makeup counters, okay? I mean, those people, I don't know that they're really licensed dermatologist professionals, okay? Some of them are pretty bad. I mean, and granted, I guess it can work sometimes, but I have not seen blue mascara look right on anybody in a long time, except for the people in those two specific categories that I mentioned. But I will say on this pony, her eyes are probably her best feature.
Oh, yes.
Well, at least her two tails match, as opposed to the other two ponies that were in this set, where it was just sort of a color out of left field.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
This is true. I like the yellow tail better.
They probably looked at this one and thought, okay, wait a minute, this is going to be the last one we're going to put out. Yeah, I think maybe we should actually not screw this one up.
I don't see how these symbols could be any... I mean, they started out okay. The first one with the silver dragonfly was done nice. That was good. It's like they used up all their creative juice on the first one. And the other two were like, okay, it's 3 a.m. and I have to have this design project submitted by 5 o'clock. And I got two more ponies to whip out. And I still have to draw them, you know, and I still have to drive to work. I mean, it's like, that's what happened with the other two. Somebody actually paid attention to the first one, and then they got to the other two, and they completely ran out of time, and they're just like, spin the wheel of magic color. Okay, this is the color we're using. Woohoo, neon orange and neon yellow. Woo, right on.
Yeah, because Curly symbol, I would never have guessed it was a curler when you guys were, and you know, unless you guys... we're talking about it, it just sort of looked like a blue brick.
Yeah, it did. It looked like a sensor strip or a blue brick or an eraser, maybe. You know, it did not look like a curler. And even if you saw it in person,
actually,
where you see it up close, it does have that netted kind of design to it. It still is not so descriptive that it looks like tubular, like a curler. It still kind of just looks like a netted brick. And this is horrible. This symbol is horrible. I'm sorry, Bubbles. Like, I'm totally in. Like, if you cover up her symbol, I can dig the colors. I can work with that. I'm good with it. But that symbol, what the heck?
Yeah.
Telling you, I'm going to find one of these suckers. That's like my New Year's resolution, is to find Bubbles and turn her into a bubble solution pony.
Okay, I have to say this. The person who has... what's her name again? The rare satin slipper up for sale on eBay is my favorite G2 seller.
Which rare one? The one we were talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, the 1999 one?
Yeah.
Oh, I navigated away from
that one. My favorite
one
is the one that sells it for the price that I want and the condition that I want it in. That's my favorite person.
Oh, no, this one, you know, she always knows whenever I buy more than one. She's more than willing. She'll wait.
She's like,
wait.
Oh, it's Amy. Cha-ching. That's what it is. And she sees
will...
it coming, and she's like, yes, payday.
She will wait 2 weeks.
Yeah, she will, because she knows she'll be good. And then she knows, oh, wait, she's got 2 more weeks before she's going to pay me. I'm going to hurry up and put up more. Oh, look what else I found for you, Amy. Oh, okay, you need to wait another couple days. That's fine. I can wait another couple days for that extra $60.
No, I've actually never have gone that high in my
gosh.
Total.
Well, then she's being awful nice to you. You haven't hit 60 with one seller yet at one time? What's up?
Well, yeah, I have, but not with her.
Okay, well, see, she's overdue.
She's in England. Yep. Do you realize how much, yeah, that would be a
did
lot
did you
of
say
money.
England?
England.
Did you make it three syllables? Did I just hear you hear England in three syllables?
Yes. England.
Yeah, I know. All you people listening out there are probably just going, oh, my gosh. I mean, the switchboard is lighting up. You know, I know this seller. Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
Okay, do you realize, you know, I went through 3 ponies in 13 minutes, and it took us
Another hour to talk about. I'll bet you it's been much more entertaining. I mean, you probably were like, okay, Curly is a white pony with yellow hair and a, you know, and comes with, and, okay, yeah, I could get through 3 ponies in 13 minutes doing that, too.
Hey, I had to think of something.
So you got other people talking to you, like throwing you off track and, you know, with the witty commentary who, you know, people who think that they're funny and nobody else does. I mean, you can go for hours with that stuff.
Yes.
Yes, we've been distracting, but hasn't it been more fun?
Yes,
well,
it has
come
been.
On. This is Amy is convinced that it's more fun. Every time I sit there and say, maybe we should talk about ponies more, she's like, no, no, they love our witty, pointless banter.
Don't go with the talk show without witty, pointless banter.
Exactly. I mean, I sit there and I listen to the morning show in the morning, and it's like, oh, it's always witty, pointless banter.
Yeah, that's because, you know what, half the people that listen to them in the morning are half awake or half asleep, so they don't realize it's witty and pointless because they just keep thinking maybe they missed it because they're half asleep.
This is true.
The people that are doing it are either A, still half asleep themselves, they're so jacked up on caffeine that they probably couldn't keep to one topic long enough to be serious.
This is true.
There's a reason why morning talk shows are the way they are. We have no excuse. We're Friday evening. We should totally be within our wits. Or we should be drunk. See, we don't even have the excuse of saying we're drunk. Okay, it's Friday night. I'm totally loaded, and that's why I have witty, pointless banter. No, it's more like it's Friday night. I'm married, and this is my social hour.
Well, this is mine, too, and I'm not married.
Okay. Well, then, I was just saying that to make you feel better. This isn't really my social hour. I knew it was yours, though. So, you know, I didn't want you to feel all left out. I'm kidding. No, this is definitely my pony social hour. I get lots of pony time here.
There you go.
I really sometimes think we need to change the name of the show. Be like, you know, this is like a talk show kind of loosely based on ponies.
Yeah, no, this is no longer what it originally started out as, no.
Yeah, Summer, have you ever listened to some of the original early shows that we did where we actually had a little more structure and we had, like, pony news and stuff like that, pony weather?
Yeah, I actually went back and listened to some of the early shows.
We stayed on topic a lot longer.
I think
some of our golden months, our golden episodes are probably right around time once we had Pony Genie was a regular by then, and I think when we started to get over towards the end of the U.S. releases of G1s, we started getting into the international G1s. And I think that was like when we really hit like a good stride. We were doing really well. We had our system down. We had our guests down. We had the genie. We had the guru. Everything was going well. And this the last 6 months, we haven't quite gotten into our swing. I think G2's kind of threw us for a bit of a loop.
That, I think we've been missing the Pony Genie.
Pony Genie had to take a hiatus. Pony Guru's like G2's, I'm not even bothering. Sorry. Yes. So we do have Yum Yum, but our old format has really been thrown off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now we have mentioned pretty much every excuse that we have for that. You know, it's back to not talking about ponies.
Well, see, I don't think we could possibly do the last four in 15 minutes.
Wait a minute. Let me take a look here. What are we looking at? We've got not the last four. You're talking about the next four.
The next four.
I see, because there's more than four left. But
yeah.
If you want to get through a whole section, a whole set of ponies, which there are four in the next set, yeah,
mm-hmm.
That won't happen right now. So
unless
maybe we could talk about something else pony related. The what about the G4s? You know, we still got G4s out there. We've got new episodes coming out every week that we don't talk about too often. And
oh my God, you know what? I started taping that and I missed 1 week. And I
that's what YouTube's for. Which week did you miss?
I think it was one of the first ones of the season.
Oh,
the first
season
of
season two.
Oh yeah. Oh, those were good too.
Some of the season two ones have been pretty good. I know that if you go to the arena board, they have a thread that has a link for all of them to watch on YouTube. I think some of the links are defunct because I think Hasbro has cracked down on a few that they don't want their episodes aired, you know, without their permission or whatever, but there's quite a few links that are still good. And if not, you know, you just go to YouTube and you type in the name of the episode. It's like every 5 minutes that one gets taken down, another brony puts one up. So,
yeah.
They're a tag team in the whole thing now.
See, I take and what I do is I'll take and make my own DVD set of shows simply because I've had so many good shows. You know, I'm sitting around watching them. And then all of a sudden, according to them, they have absolutely no ratings when, like, you know, you have, like, 50,000 people as a fan base. And they're saying there's no ratings.
Still waiting for Farscape to come back.
Oh, yeah, I just started watching that on Netflix.
Farscape?
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God, awesomest series ever.
Yeah, there's just been a lot of shows. It's like, you know, you think they never come to DVD because
they've
been
canceled. Speaking of coming to DVD, the G4 DVD that was kind of like not really labeled, but just a G4 Friendship is Magic DVD that's been on Amazon forever, up for pre-order.
Mm-hmm.
They finally listed what episodes was going to be on the DVD.
What episodes?
I believe it was the first two, which is, you know, part one and part two of the very first season. Over a Barrel was another one. And let me go to it.
See,
real quick.
I, you know what? I hate to say this. I hate it when
they
do that.
I did not like
that.
Over a Barrel.
No, I just hate it when they do that. They'll only put certain episodes on a DVD because I was looking, because I wanted to get my off topic, my dad's a rock star on DVD.
Huh?
They have it, but it's like two or three episodes per one, and like half the time you're getting like two or three copies of the same episode.
Yeah, Yeah, this doesn't make any sense. What this one is, the one that they have up on pre-order right now, I think it's almost like an introductory kind of thing going on. It's My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, the Friendship Express. It's like a little bit of everything. So they've got the first two episodes, Friendship is Magic Part 1, Mare and the Moon, Friendship is Magic Part 2, Elements of Harmony. Then
yeah.
they have Over a Barrel. And so all that is from season one. You got the introductory, and then you have an episode from season one. Then from season two, they have Hearthswarming Eve, which is the one that we just saw last week or so. And then they have one called The Last Roundup, which we haven't seen yet. So it looks like this is just kind of like an introductory. Okay, here's the introductory episodes. Here's an episode from season one. Here's a couple from season two. Enjoy.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I have it on pre-order. I think I'm going to take it off pre-order. Because I was really hoping, I'm just going to hold out. Either they're going to put them all as a full season set, or I'm just not going to bother. I didn't like Over a Barrel. I liked Heartswarming Eve. That was good. And the first one and two, part one and two, they were good, but I've seen them so many times now, and they're not like, now we've had so many episodes, I wouldn't say they're like my top, you know, top ten. I don't know that I need them on a DVD.
Yeah.
Not that, but isn't that like included? What those little DVDs that you get with the ponies? Isn't that the episode that's included with them?
No, the episode that's on the ones with the DVDs that are out now is the Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster. I'm trying to remember which one that is.
I think that's the Go ahead.
Third episode, I think.
Right.
No.
Oh, yeah. Right. Where they all want to have a reason to get the ticket to go to the ball. Right.
No,
yeah.
Right. And they're all fighting about it. And Granny needs a new hip. And
can't believe we're finally here. With all that we've imagined, the reality of this night is sure to make this the best night ever. At the gala, in the garden.
Sorry, I couldn't help.
That's
myself.
A different episode, but yeah, they are talking about the gala.
Well, yeah, see, it went together because they were talking about the gala.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, that makes sense. I did like that. I did like that about the Ticketmaster. I think that's one of the first time that we actually saw something that wasn't considered a good character trait, which was Rainbow Dash being a little bit self-centered.
Yeah.
I was like, I remember when they were all like, okay, fine, I don't need the ticket, give it to the other person or whatever. And then, like, by default, Rainbow Dash was the last one, and she's like, yes, I'm going. No, you missed the point. You're not supposed to take the ticket. But I think episode three was the first episode that you really did start to see that, oh, wait, they're not all, like, sugary, sweet, nice, you know, perfect little ponies. Like, they actually have a little attitude, a little bit of, that's not a very nice thing to do. And I have to say that was pretty funny.
Oh,
see, I would
characters
have rather had
with relatable flaws.
Who, what?
I said characters with relatable flaws.
Yes, I love the flaws. I love that the ponies have flaws. And Rarity, man, she has been going through some serious counseling this season. Has she or has she not?
I haven't seen any of the episodes.
Well, it seems like a lot of the episodes have really... Rarity is my least favorite of all the characters, I guess because I'm not brony enough. I think bronies really, really like Rarity, but...
You think?
I'm not really sure if it's because of her diva-ish or why the bronies, like, favor her so much. But she's my least favorite character, and maybe Hasbro is aware that, like, when it comes to, like, the girls or the chick base, that they're like, you know, we need to really... Being diva is one thing, but she's still got to work on some of that. That's a bit of a character flaw with her. So they've been doing some things with her that at least make her diva not so, I don't know if I'd say snarky, but a little more palatable, I guess is the way to put it.
Make her a little less obnoxious.
Right. Like, she's still diva. She's still superficial in that regard. But she is definitely getting to be a little less obnoxious. But, I'm not particularly fond of her, but they've been doing some stuff with her at least. I still love Rainbow Dash. I love that they make Rainbow Dash such a Rainbow Dash is not nice, okay? She is not a nice pony. She's nice, but she's just not. She's not PC or something, you know. She's just like, whatever. I don't think so. Out of my way. Move it. You're a cripple. I don't care. <It's> like, she's so wrong, but that's awesome.
Dear,
so you haven't seen any of the season 2 episodes yet, Amy? Am I hearing you correctly?
Yes.
You're not really going to sit here and admit, host of a My Little Pony talk show, that you haven't watched any of the season 2 episodes that have been out for a few months now. You're not going to admit that to me.
I had gotten busy.
Oh my God.
And with me having
22 minutes, Amy. You could have, you know, you were looking for something to do. You could have said, you know what, guys? I've got 30 minutes to kill. I'm going to watch an episode with you all here right now. I'm going to have commentary on it. You know, we could totally do that. You know, if somebody doesn't show up, say, okay, you know what? I'm going to watch Ticketmaster, and I'm going to give you a play-by-play while I wait for little Alleycat to show up. Use your time effectively, okay? Multitask. You could have so totally killed two birds at one stone.
Yeah, I know. I've got a few episodes taped. I think a couple of them are on the on-demand. I have to actually check and see if they're still there.
You know, on-demand does my DVR. I do that too, but the problem is they just keep recording, and they'll only hold like maybe 6 episodes at a time or something, and they'll just
don't have a DVR. On-demand is actually through our cable company.
Oh, I see. That's the other thing. Yeah, where you if they have it on there. That's something else. Yeah, see if they got it.
I know they have a few episodes. I just have to see if it's any of the ones I've missed, so I can maybe catch them up.
Well, you haven't seen any of season 2, so if they have anything, you're in luck.
Well, see, I've been taping them. I've been trying to tape them, but I missed.
So you haven't watched the one where Rainbow Dash picks a pet? That's probably one of my favorite episodes ever.
I think that's the episode I had missed.
Oh my God. Embarrassing. Because you have to watch that one. It's so funny.
It has the first song of season 2 in it.
Does it?
I know.
See, I haven't paid attention to that because I, as far as like when the first songs hit or whatever, but definitely that's an awesome episode. So we made it. We successfully made it. To 11 p.m. And one of the last things we talked about was pony related.
Yay! Awesome.
Yay us! And we've
still
got
kind of
the,
on topic.
Still kind of. Still working it.
So, are we going to have a show next week?
We might not have a show next week. No, because I'm going to be having guests stay at my house, and it probably would be considered rude if I'm like, yeah, hi, oh, I'm so glad that you traveled across 2 states to come stay with me. Can you hold on for 2 hours, please? I don't know.
In
it might be rude.
Case, because of the fact that Yum Yum hasn't been on a couple of episodes and never said anything.
Well, you know, Yum Yum isn't technically a co-host, so he doesn't have to let us know. I mean, he's like a freebie if he shows up. Even though we rely on him somewhat, we can't technically say that, you know, darn that Yum Yum for not telling us. Well, you know what? Who cares? He doesn't have to tell us squat.
Well, actually, he did take your position while you were gone for several weeks.
Yes, I needed that hiatus. I had so much going on with school and some other stuff going on. It was, like, ridiculous. So he was like the... He's our G2 expert, so he's somewhat of an elevated status enough that he could be nice enough to say, hey, guys, not going to make it. But who knows? Maybe he'll be able to make it next week. Get a hold of him. So next week is kind of tentative. I'm not going to be able to be here because I will have guests. Now, if that changes, I'll let you know.
Okay. Please do.
But more than likely, it's not. So we're going to go with the assumption that I will not be here next week.
Okay.
Now, if you'll be here next week, it's up to you.
Yeah. Well, then I guess we say pony night nights?
Yeah. Yeah. This would be the time.
Yep. Okay. Pony night nights.
Night night.
Good night.
This is Game on All, and you have listened to Bunny Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Have we noticed that we can actually hear her now?
Kimono? No, actually, she's quite clear. What happened? What'd you do?
I turned it all the way up.
So if you've turned it all the way up, and we can hear her over the phone, I wonder how loud it is for people who just listen to her through the... That could be problematic. Because I know, like, when you play, like, the Sea Pony song and stuff like that, oh, my gosh, we never visited the pony room. I knew something was wrong.
There, you had your shooby-doos in the last 10 seconds.
Yay, shooby-doo.
But you already played Kimono. I thought once you played Kimono, it automatically ended the show.
Okay, then I'll play Kimono again.
No, I don't want to hear Kimono again. That's so annoying. Actually, I don't like the ending of our show. But, you know, I'm like, it's cool. You know, it's your thing. It's good.
Hey, do you know how long it took me to record that?
Probably about as long as it took you to come up with the idea for this show. Not very long.
Actually, I think you're right.
Or maybe as long as it took you to take the picture and make the first logo for our show. I don't know. They're all up there in about the same amount of time.
Hey, come on. You still have to admit, going from idea to show in just 2.3 days.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just calling it for what it is. That's all. And the only, I got to say, though, Kimono is one of my favorite G3s. So I'm good with that. But... It is so not PC. You do realize it's so wrong. But it's like borderline. It's like borderline PC there, you know? It could be taken offense to. And if we were actually a real show, like, I don't think, like, Ramen Noodles would sponsor us by any means.
Well, come on, I based it on a real person.
I know,
I really
that's what makes it worse. You're making fun of an actual Asian person.
I wasn't making fun of her. That was exactly
you're,
how
you're
she
You're mocking her.
By.
You're mimicking her.
I'm mimicking. I'm not mocking.
Yes, but you do it so it sounds almost like you're mocking the poor girl. But what it is, you know, one of these days you got to have her on as a guest. And say, okay, could you do the Kimono spot for us, please?
Well, see, I don't work with her any longer.
So that would be awesome. So now we have to find a real Asian person to do the Kimono line for us. see, Kitten and Tomcat don't count because although they are part Asian, they don't know the language or have any accent whatsoever. And my mother-in-law, I haven't talked to her in quite a while, so I can't get her to do it either.
That'd be a little awkward.
That could be a little weird. Hey, how you doing? I haven't talked to you in forever. Could you please say these lines?
Yeah, she might be looking at you kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what my son Mary.
I know, can't talk to you. Where we am? That's probably what I would get. So, yeah. All right, so if anybody out there who's listening is Asian with an Asian accent, and I mean authentic Asian accent, don't be calling up trying to fake some Asian accent because I have an Asian people in my family. I'll know if you're faking. Okay?
Like
so
me?
So we need a real Asian to come in and record the Kimono line for us because then we have a disclaimer. You know, it can no longer be considered mocking if a real Asian does it.
Hey, but you know, you have to admit, you know, by thinking that one up, that
below who?
that was actually kind of ingenious. I kind of put that together. Kimono and Asian.
Wow, who would have thought? I never, a kimono and Asian, and it just, you know, the two are so, how could you even think that? Speaking of Asian, Kitten's doing her room over. We're redoing Kitten's room. It's breaking my heart, okay? Absolutely breaking my heart.
Why?
Because Kitten's room, because my little girl's growing up. I'm admitting it. Yes, it's recorded that it's breaking my heart. She knows it's breaking my heart. Kitten's room had this beautiful, rich purple, royal purple rug. Her walls were had a chair rail, so the bottom half was like a dark green, the top half was like a lighter green, and she had this iris a bed quilt with irises on it, and it was just so colorful and bright and just awesome. I love the color scheme. Everybody who's ever seen her room was just like, man, this is a beautiful room. This is really cool looking, nice colors. But the problem was that, you know, the furniture and everything else, I mean, this was like the next step after the toddler bed. So it's kind of like a little girl room.
Right.
You know, it's a beautiful room for an 8-year-old or even a 12-year-old. But Kitten is coming up on 16, and Kitten's like, Mom, you know, the dresser, you know, it's like it's smaller. It's young girl furniture. It's not full-size furniture, really.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah, it's a full twin bed, but the end table's particularly short, and the dresser is a little bit short. And the, you know what I mean? You know what you're talking about when you're looking at kid furniture. It's beautiful kid furniture, and the room was just beautiful. And, of course, I would love to freeze my child into little girl forever. And William is watching MMA. Thank God it's Ponies After Dark.
Yeah, no kidding. Tell him that type of language is not allowed.
Yeah, way to, like, kill our PG rating, honey. Sorry. No, I don't want to watch. Are they going to do a replay? Five seconds. What, literally he came out and did what he did in 5 seconds?
Came out and knocked the shit out of
Dumpster. They can hear you.
And he keeps going.
Okay. Yeah, well,
this is why
I
like
to rewind that it did take to do the fight, apparently. He just cut his hair.
Dude, this is why I like little Allie kept being on here, because, you know, you never quite know what's going to come out of her husband.
Yeah. Okay. That was it? He took out the referee? Right on the button. There goes the fighter. He's down. Going in for another punch. And hit the referee.
Oh, jeez.
That's great. Yeah, okay, so we're watching MMA. Dude clocks this guy, knocks him down. Referee gets in on the action to stop him because he's like, you know, that's the way the refs work, is keep you from hurting him. Okay, he's out. Get off him. Dude hit the ref.
No, he didn't hit the ref.
Well, he hit him on the back. And then the guy knocked out, started fighting the ref. Ref is on the floor. That's pretty awesome. That was fun.
Yeah.
Did they just cut off part of his beard? Did I see them bring up scissors and cut off part of this guy's beard? That was really weird.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, boy. Odd. Okay, totally lost my place with what I was talking about before my lovely husband just went Tourette's on us. Anybody remember what we were talking about before that?
No.
No.
Not a clue. Not even a freaking clue.
Okay, you know what I just realized?
Mm-hmm.
In this season, there, if you look on the Wikipedia for the list of My Little Pony Friendship of Magic episodes, starting at Luna Eclipsed, it starts saying who is absent from the episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's it. He started wrestling the ref. That's awesome. So they're showing it more where the camera's on the dude that gets knocked out. I know, this is just funny, guys. I'm sorry. So dude got knocked out. He got so knocked out and so he disoriented that when the ref came over to stop the fight, the guy that got knocked out grabbed onto the ref and started wrestling the ref. He thought he was still in the fight. So now the ref is being wrestled by the MMA dude. It's like, that was pretty entertaining. But, oh, hey, I remember what I was talking about. Yeah, Kitten's room. So she decides she wants to be a big girl now. And Mama was, I was buying furniture for the spare room, the little guest room we were making down there, and she saw the furniture. She's like, I like that furniture better than my furniture. It's more grown up. And I was like, ugh. So now I had to give her that furniture. And now we're redoing her room. And she's doing it in an Asian theme. That's where all the kimono and all that other stuff is going on. You know, she's got geisha girls on her blanket and cherry blossoms on her wall and all that stuff going on. But so it's all mature now. It's like more mature than my room, our room. It's pretty sad, you know. You walk in the house, the most mature room in the house is the teenager's room. And now, of course, the lucky guests will get to sleep on the 8-year-old girl furniture. Yeah, they're going to love that. So that's where I was going.
That's one way to make them a single night overnight guest.
Yeah, that's one way to get them out quick, right?
It's true.
I mean, it's not so bad when my girlfriends visit, you know, because it's a girl. It's not going to be weird. But, you know, I feel really bad if we have any of Tomcat's guy friends that need to stay over. I'd be like, okay, we're going to tuck you in now.
Well, see, again, this is what, you know, the one-night stay.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I'm going to go.
I'm going to sleep on the couch.
I got an early morning tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, we should
happy
keep
pony hunting.
Thank you for coming
on.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I should go too. Before more randomness enters the fray.
Yes, especially since Tomcat is sitting there watching whatever it is that he's watching.
MMA. You know what MMA
no.
is, don't you? Mixed martial arts. It's that fighting that the first time you ever watch it, you watch between your fingers because it looks so brutal and you're scared to watch. Because they, like, just pummel the crap out of each other with... They're not wearing boxing gloves. They're wearing, like, fighter kind of fingerless gloves, sort of. And,
Oh, wait, you mean that's this type of fight that would happen down the street?
Yeah, it's almost... It's a step above street fighting, but it does have some rules to it. But they wrestle, and they can do... They do kicks and punches and the submissions. It's like a big game of uncle. You know, I'm going to pummel the crap out of you until you say uncle, which is tapping out. You know, so they either get knocked out or they get submitted until they can't breathe and they pass out, or they tap and say uncle. Okay, you win. But there can be blood and stuff involved.
That definitely sounds like the one show I started watching on TLC, My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding. And
that's
they had
a movie. Oh, no, the episodes of that?
Yeah, My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding. They had one where they were showing what the guys will do normally, and they showed a couple of them just basically beating the crap out of each other.
Yeah, sort of. Same thing. They're in the octagon ring.
Well, in their case, they're in the alley, or what they would consider their alley.
Right. Now, this
they
is
were in a trailer park.
It's pretty... It's like you'll see more and more. It's like MMA is becoming huge now and starting to see it more and more. Like I think Fox that just picked it up? Yeah, Fox is now starting to show it like as a prime time kind of sport and everything. So you'll start seeing it whether you want to or not.
Oh, dear Lord, something else to take away from my Sunday night.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's going to be on Sunday night.
It's always what happens when...
I don't know what day they show it on, honestly. It might be a Saturday or Friday night thing, because I know that's usually the pay-per-views and the big events tend to happen on Saturday nights.
Sunday?
No, for this particular sport.
Oh, okay.
For MMA, it all happens on Saturday nights.
Oh, wait, wrestling is when it happens on Sunday night, and then the kids in the morning just throw it.
And then I guess football is Monday night, you know. So I guess, yeah, I guess they all have their day of the week, and I think MMA is picked Saturday.
Actually, football has whatever day they want to be on.
Yeah, right.
You have Monday night football, Sunday night football, Thursday night football.
Oh. I don't watch football. It's too boring.
I used to. Mm-hmm. Back when football was football.
That's like saying back when wrestling was wrestling. It was never wrestling. Last time it was real wrestling was high school. Come on.
Yeah. Well, actually, football used to be football. It didn't used to be, oh, my God, he tackled him. You know, you need to fine him $5,897,000.
Oh, okay.
Whereas now you barely tap the guy and you have to pay him $20 billion. What the heck?
Well, you know what? As much money as those guys get paid, I'm not real heartbroken over it, you know?
Yeah. But you have to figure, I don't want to know how much they have to put out for medical insurance. I'd hate to know what their premium is.
I don't know. Who knows? Don't care. I'm sure whatever it is, they can afford it. As a matter of fact, I'm sure they don't even need any medical insurance. They could pay for it all themselves and still have plenty of money left over.
Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised.
Well, since I'm nowhere near that world, I will never know. It's not really worth my time.
Mm. Well,
I'd much rather spend my time in the fantasy world of ponies.
Me too. Where the closest you get to a football is quarterback.
Like,
and
oh,
look at that.
How's going to tie this in?
We rounded it right back to ponies. There we go.
There it is. It's back to ponies. We better go before it gets away from ponies.
Yes.
I am falling asleep. What the heck? This is not good. This is like the after-dinner crash. You know, it held out for a good amount of time, and now my sugar levels are dropping.
Well, then, we will talk with you probably within a couple of weeks.
Yeah, if not next week, then the week after that.
Sounds good to me.
All right, have a good week, everybody. Hope you all had a good pony Christmas.
And, oh, wait, what's your new pony year resolution? I forgot to ask that.
I told you, it's to find a Bubbles and turn her into a real bubble pony.
Oh, okay.
You think I was kidding?
Oh, okay. You want to know what mine is?
What?
Buy more ponies.
Oh, no, not that.
Here's my mother's for me. Buy as little as possible.
Right? Yeah, my New Year's resolution, get my daughter off ponies. I have like, I'm looking at my list here, actually. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 7 ponies back, still on my list from, I don't know, a crazy list that I made when I first started trying to regain parts of the collection that I had sold a few years ago when we started the show. I actually made a little wish list of ponies that I wanted to get and or, get back or ones I had yet to buy.
Mm.
And of my G1s, there is 7 left on the list. So maybe that'll be my New Year's resolution, is to get those 7.
Well, see, here's a tail back to what my mother just said. I barely bought any last year except for the last quarter.
Oh, wow. So I haven't been keeping up on this list at all. All right, I got that pony, I got that pony, and I got that pony. Let's say I got 7 left. That's pretty good.
There you go.
That would be hundreds and hundreds of ponies.
Well, if it was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, then yeah, you did really good.
I did well. No, I probably had a couple hundred on the list a couple years ago. All right, I'm going. That's it.
Me too.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Is that it? Is everyone gone? Well, till next time. Pony Tappies.